Welcome back, friends. Today, Sarah and I are going to take up the essay entitled Angels at Our Side, Heavenly Army Help. And I really should say that with a little bit more enthusiasm. Heavenly Army Help. Prior to 2020, public conversation of demonic and evil forces arrayed against both society and the family was spoken of only, in my experience, select groups and with soft voices. Not so in 2021. The chorus of many voices joined around the world talking openly of the evildoers warfaring against the innocent. I want to go through a little bit of the evildoers, and then we'll come back around to something more positive. The breath of tyranny and rampant corruption in both ecclesiastical and civic realms is almost total. There are pockets of resistance and honesty, but in the main, not so much. In Texas, which is where I live, 675,000 votes were stolen. And these numbers are minimum. In my county of Corrupt Bear County, 60,000 votes at a minimum were stolen. To have that many votes stolen means an inordinate number of people involved at all levels. Judges, election officials, elected, and that's in quotes, in Bear County, elected officials, our DA is Soros bought, the police, and so forth. SRA, satanic ritual abuse victims, continue to come forward in both the Catholic and Protestant circles, talking about their experience in a systemic network of abuse spanning decades. The tragedy of the First Nations in Canada, and I put a pause there. Yes, other churches were involved. That's why it's Catholic and Protestant, but the majority of churches involved with that horrific scandal is 75%. It makes it, just by the numbers, a Catholic problem. But there, of course, Canada, of course, in that instance, is not the only one. Poland recently had a report out of 300. Germany had problems, Ireland, and I'm talking problems, SRA type of problems. The one bright spot of growth, measured in baptisms, formation, mass attendance, whether one's on vacation or not, in the Catholic Church is the traditional mass. And instead of being celebrated, it's persecuted. It joins a long list of such holy institutions similarly marginalized. And in my mind, I immediately go to the John Paul II Institute, both the flagship there in Rome and the Daughter Institute in Washington, D.C. The church militant must, in light of, you know, that just very brief survey of problems, we are the church militant, and we must have recourse to the host of heavenly armies, because without the help of these spiritual beings, man does not stand a chance against the assaults of the demons. And our blessed Lord knew that. That's why he gave us helpers, and hence the title, Heavenly Army Help Us. He has given us our guardian angels, in addition to a large host of heavenly beings, to aid us in this battle we face.
Yeah, these are, I don't know that we can say that they're necessarily worse times than any other times, but what we need to be cognizant of is that our time has become very unbelieving of the supernatural, and easily we're so infected by a lack of spirituality, and as a result of, you know, the modernist movement to make everything tangible, that we are left sadly at the prey of the demonic realm because we don't make recourse to our angels who are there to assist us. I think we have said in a past show, you know, that God does not make cowards courageous. You know, he only equips those who have already sought to strengthen themselves in regards to the spiritual fight. And it's time for us to be aware that this is not simply an issue that is flesh and blood. I know that many people feel as though they're impotent, that there's so little that they can do. And maybe that's somewhat true in the material world, but we are not, as you said, we are not without divine assistance.
That's right. Man, we're kind of right at the cusp here. I know this is a little short one to kind of introduce the topic, but I will take up spiritual warfare, and I don't want to be slight with that. So we're going to stop here, my friends, and pick up with spiritual warfare in the next episode. Till then, fides ad ratio.